This is Dr. Masood Shahab dictating. Patient's name is Patricia Limonoff, Limonoff, Patricia, Patricia. Date of birth is 11-12-1939. Date of service is 9-12-2022. Ms. Limonoff is a very pleasant 82-year-old female with history of coronary artery disease, hypertension, hyperlipidemia, congestive heart failure, MS, primarily bedbound, history of atrial fibrillation, as well as history of pulmonary embolism and DVTs. Also has history of neuropathic pain, admitted to the hospital after complaining of feeling weak. She was unable to take care of transferring herself. She lives in assisted living and was having problems with ADLs. Was unable to ambulate herself. She was in the hospital recently, at which time her dosage of carbamazepine was switched to oxcarbazepine when she was started on Eliquis. There is some element of dementia. She was admitted to the hospital. CT scan of the head did not show any intracranial hemorrhage or fluid collection. Chronic microvascular ischemia. No acute changes. She was admitted with possible metabolic encephalopathy and failure to thrive. CT head negative. She was placed on antibiotics. UA was done to see if that improves her mentation. Patient was continued on her three medications. PTOT were consulted. Her Lyrica was also continued. Patient was given gentle IV hydration. Her creatinine improved. Patient was subsequently discharged from the hospital and admitted to below the towel for rehabilitation. At the present time, she does complain of weakness, but denies any complaints of chest pain, heaviness or pressure sensation, denies any palpitations, no history of, no other complaints. Past medical history. Past medical history has been significant for AFib, coronary artery disease, congestive heart failure, gout, history of CVA, history of MS, congenital mitral stenosis, history of hypertension, hyperlipidemia, transient ischemic attack, and degenerative joint disease. Past surgical history has been significant for total knee arthroplasty, appendectomy, stomach surgery, and bunionectomy. Social history, smoking none, alcohol occasionally. Allergies, no known drug allergies. Current medications reviewed and as documented in EHR. Review of system. Cardiovascular, no complaints of chest pain, heaviness or pressure sensation. She does have history of CAD as well as CHF, history of atrial fibrillation, and mitral stenosis. Respiratory system, denies any cough, denies any shortness of breath, denies any pain with deep inspiration, no history of asthma or emphysema. gastrointestinal complaints of abdominal pain, they had nausea, no vomiting, they had diarrhea, no peptic ulcer disease. In urinary, no complaints. Neurological, she does have history of TIA as well as CVA. History of neuropathic pain. Generalized weakness. Musculoskeletal, she does complaints of joint pain, history of arthroplasty, history of arthritis. All other systems were reviewed and found to be negative. Physical examination, vital signs reviewed and is documented in EHR. HENT examination was normal. People's vehicle run and reactive to light. Neck was supple, no JVD, no lymphadenopathy, no carotid bruit, no thyromegaly. Heart SMS2 was audible. Regular rate and rhythm. Lungs was diminished breath sounds, no wheezing. Abdomen was soft, non-tender. Bowel sounds were positive. Extremities, no edema. Neurological exam, patient awake and alert, moving all four extremities, complaints of generalized weakness, no focal deficit. Impression, number one, mental status changes, metabolic encephalopathy, next, dementia, next, pulmonary embolism, next, coronary artery disease, next, congestive heart failure, next, paroxysmal atrial fibrillation, next, neuropathic pain, next, debility, slash, bedbound status, next, chronic kidney disease, next, degenerative joint disease, next, history of MS, next, hypothyroidism, next, trigeminal neuralgia, next, hypertension, next, hyperlipidemia, next, anxiety slash depression. Treatment plan, patient is admitted to below the towel. We'll continue current medications. We'll consult physical and occupational therapy. We'll check routine labs. We'll monitor her progress. We'll follow up on her workup. If she has any other symptoms or complaints, she'll let the nurses know or call the office, period. Next patient is Ronald Niedzinski, Niedzinski, Ronald, R-O-N-A-L-D, date of birth is 3/16/1938, date of service is 9/12/2022. Mr. Niedzinski is a very pleasant 84-year-old male with history of CVA, retinal artery occlusion, history of sleep apnea, admitted because of mental status changes, was diagnosed with urinary tract infection versus asymptomatic bacteriuria. He started on IV antibiotics. Urine culture did show coagulase negative staph. Also, he was diagnosed with new onset atrial fibrillation / slow atrial flutter. Cardiology was consulted, echocardiogram showed normal left ventricular size and systolic function, EF of 63%, mild concentric LVH. Was recommended to hold his Coreg. Was started on carvedilol 3.125 milligrams. For the decision regarding cardioversion versus antiarrhythmic therapy would be decided as an outpatient. He was given gentle IV hydration. PTOT were consulted. Patient was otherwise feeling better. He was subsequently discharged from the hospital and admitted to below the towel for rehabilitation. At the present time, he denies any complaints of chest pain, denies any headaches, no palpitations, denies any nausea, no vomiting, denies any diarrhea, complaining of generalized weakness, no other complaints. Past medical history. past medical history has been significant for history of CVA, central retinal artery occlusion, chronic low back pain, obstructive sleep apnea, hypertension, hyperlipidemia, BPH, depression, migraine headaches, and fibromyalgia. History of falls. Past surgical history has been significant for carpal tunnel release surgery, tonsillectomy, appendectomy, lumbar disc surgery, eye surgery, tonsillectomy, and total knee arthroplasty. Social history, smoking, none. Alcohol, none. Current medications reviewed and as documented in the EHR. Review of system, cardiovascular, no complaints of chest pain, denied any heaviness or pressure sensation, denied any palpitations, no history of MI or coronary artery disease. He does have history of hypertension, history of atrial fibrillation, slash flutter. Respiratory system, denied any cough, denied any shortness of breath, denied any pain with deep inspiration. No history of asthma or emphysema. Gastrointestinal, no complaints of abdominal pain, denied any nausea, no vomiting, denied any diarrhea, no history of peptic ulcer disease. Denied a urinary, denied any history of kidney stones, has history of UTIs. Musculoskeletal, does complaints of joint pains, history of back surgery. Complaining of generalized weakness. Neurological, history of CVA, history of central retinal artery occlusion, history of migraine headaches. All other systems are reviewed and found to be negative. Physical examination, vital signs reviewed and as documented in EHR, HENT examination was normal. Physical examination. HENT examination was normal. Pupils wakeful, round and reactive to light. Extraocular movements were intact. Neck was supple. No JVD, no lymphadenopathy. Heart SNS2 was audible. Irregular rhythm. Lungs was clear to auscultation. No rails, no wheezing. Abdomen was soft, non-tender. All sounds were positive. Extremities, no edema. Impression. Mental status changes. Next, atrial fibrillation, new onset. Next, metabolic encephalopathy. Next, UTI. Next, hypertension. Next, hyperlipidemia. Next, history of CVA. Next, neuropathy. Next, sleep apnea. Next, degenerative joint disease. Treatment plan, patient admit to below the towel. Will continue current medication. He has been diagnosed with on the CAT scan with a 10 millimeter nodule. He will follow up with pulmonary. He will continue his current medications, consult physical and occupational therapy, will monitor his progress, will follow up on his workup. If he has any other symptoms or complaints, he'll let the nurses know or call the office, period. End of dictation.